All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Segment two tonight. We thank Frank Quayle for joining us in that first segment. Terrific guy and just really legendary guy in the Virginia football program. But anyway, now it's time for our play of the game, brought to you by our friends at LeClaire Ryan, and Frank will describe the play that I think we all agree on.
Definitely not a tough call for us. We selected the men's football game versus Penn State. In the fourth quarter, UVA faced a third down and long. What was new about that? At the Virginia 22-yard line, quarterback Mike Rocco took the snap, hung in the pocket. The pocket was kind of collapsing on him, which was also not unusual. He hung in there and delivered a long ball virtually down the middle of the field to tight end Jake McGee, number 83, who made it a one-handed catch because he was being interfered with by two defenders.
We call that mugged.
And yeah, that's exactly right.
Did he get two or three flags on that? There were hankies flying from everywhere.
Yeah,
anyway. One or two per defender, I think. Mm-hmm.
A few plays later, spliced between some other nice passes, he did find McGee in the end zone following a Penn State timeout, and Jake was wide open for the winning touchdown that stood up and the nice PAT by Jarrett. So Virginia escaped with a 17-16 win, and clearly I think Virginia fans are going to look at this later in the season, and I think this touchdown sequence by McGee could be the difference in Virginia going to a good bowl game. And I'm going to suggest to Coach Lazor every time I see him that they need to start getting the more footballs thrown to Jake McGee because he clearly is a star.
Well, and on that play, as I recall, you guys correct me, but I think Rocco rolled out of the pocket to the left, right? And he's a right-handed thrower, so that I mean that's a little tougher throw coming out to your left, throwing it right. But anyway, he got it down the field, and McGee made one heck of a catch.
And McGee made a great play on a punt. He was the first guy down, made an open field tackle against a little scat back.
And you know what? That was the best punt of the day by Alec Vizinalik from St. Christopher's. I think that was a 56-yarder, and Jake was either first or second man down, and he planted that guy. Which, no surprise there. First off, Jake McGee is now easily 6'5", 235.
Yeah, what a great athlete.
He's a beast.
He's going to be great to watch in the future because you know Rocco is going to be going to him because he's such a big target. Just loft her up there, he'll out-jump people.
Well, if he can keep developing, I think the sky's the limit. I'm not going to use Heath Miller comparisons, although it's easy to do. London did it today in his teleconference, which I thought was very interesting. Anyhow, we've got a minute or so here. Looking back from last weekend, surprising, Kansas State pounded Miami 52-13. Maryland escaped against Temple 36-27. NC State barely escaped beating Connecticut 10-7. Clemson pounded Ball State 52-27. Boston College beat Maine 34-3. Virginia Tech beat Austin Peay. And I think there was some rain at halftime in that game, but they didn't get the gully washer. 42-7 for Virginia Tech. Wake Forest came from behind late in the fourth quarter to beat Carolina, and I saw almost the entire fourth quarter, and everybody look out. Tanner Price has got the mojo back. He's got good wide receivers, throws a beautiful ball. Florida State pounded Savannah State, and the game was called in the third quarter. It was only 55-0 at that point. Weather interrupt us, and Georgia Tech pounded Presbyterian. Doesn't seem fair, does it? 59-3. And then, unfortunately, Duke went to the left coach and got crushed by Stanford, 50-13. So, too bad for the Dukies.
In the Academic Bowl.
Yes. I think the Stanford, what used to be the Cardinal, but now it's kind of a tree thing that is their logo, which is the strangest mascot in football.
Well, they're green out there on the West Coast.
the Stanford elm trees or something? What are they now? Very weird. All right, we're going to jump to break now. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Bobby Call and break down the Georgia Tech game. Please stay with us. This is Who's Talking.